This is the Aviat Merli of the 13th of April, 2025. Original date, the 31st of December, 2004. From the beginning of this year, let your attitude of unlimited disinterest emerge. This is the key for the gate to the land of liberation. Today, Bap Dada, the creator of the new age, has come to celebrate the new year with his children. Out of love for his children, he has come from the faraway land to the corporeal world to celebrate a godly meeting with them. In the world, they give one another greetings for the new year, but Bap Dada is giving you children greetings for both the new year and the new age. The celebration of the new year is just a celebration of one day, whereas you celebrate the new age constantly at the confluence age. Having been pulled by the attraction of God's love, all of you have arrived here. However, who has come from the furthest away? Is it the double foreigners? They are still from this corporeal world. But how far away is the land from which Bap Dada, the resident of the faraway land, has come? Can you calculate the distance of how many miles Baba has come? So Baba, the resident of the faraway land, is seeing how all of you, whether you are sitting in front of Baba in the Diamond Hall, whether you are sitting in Abu Gyan Sarovar, in the gallery, or the children who are all sitting far away in this land and abroad, are seeing and listening from far away and celebrating a meeting with Bap Dada. So, multi-million-fold congratulations, congratulations, congratulations for the new age and the new year to all the children everywhere. The new age is in front of the eyes of you children, is it not? That is all. Today you are at the confluence age, and tomorrow you will rule your kingdom in the new age, as those who have a right to the kingdom. Do you experience it to be so close? It is just a question of today and tomorrow. You were that yesterday, Cal, and you are going to become that tomorrow, Cal, once again. Can you see your golden dress of your new age, the golden age, in front of you? It is so beautiful. You can see it clearly, can you not? Today you are in an ordinary dress, and tomorrow you will be in the beautiful, sparkling dress of the new age. For the new year, they give gifts to one another on just this one day. However, Bap Dada, the creator of the new age, has given all of you a gift of the golden world, which will last for many births. It is not a perishable gift. The Father has given you children an imperishable gift. Do you remember it? You haven't forgotten it, have you? You can come and go in a second. One moment you are at the confluence age, and the next moment you can reach your golden world. Or does it take long? You remember your kingdom then, do you not? Today is said to be the day of bidding farewell, and after midnight it will be called the time of celebration. So on the day of farewell, together with farewell to the year, What else have you bidden farewell to? Did you check whether you have bidden farewell for all time, or have you bidden farewell for only a short time? Bapdada had already told you earlier that the time is moving at a very fast speed. So did you check the result of the whole year as to whether the speed of your efforts was fast? Or was it sometimes at one speed and at others at a different speed? Seeing the conditions of the world, you must now especially make your two forms emerge. Those two forms are to be merciful and benevolent towards all. Secondly, to be a master bestower, a child of the bestower for every soul. Souls of the world are completely powerless, sorrowful, peaceless, and crying out. They are calling out to the Father and to you, worthy of worship souls. Give us happiness, peace, joy and courage, even for a few moments. The Father cannot bear to see or hear the sorrow and distress of the children. Do all of you, worthy of worship souls, not feel mercy? They are begging, give, give, give. So children of the bestower, at least give them a drop. The Father has also made you children his companions into master bestowers, his right hands, and is giving you this signal. You have to give liberation to all of those souls of the world. All have to go to the land of liberation. O children of the bestower, now with your elevated thoughts, with the power of your minds, give them liberation with any method, whether it is through words, relationships and connections, good wishes and pure feelings, vibrations or the atmosphere. They are crying out, give us liberation. Bapdada is telling his right hands, have mercy. Calculate until now in all the mega programs and conferences you have had in Bharat and the centres you have opened abroad, according to the total population of the souls of the world, what percentage of souls have you shown the path of liberation to? Are you benefactors of just Bharat or of abroad, of the five continents? Wherever you have opened a centre, are you the benefactors of that place or benefactors of the world? In order to benefit the world, each one of you children has to become a right hand of the Father. You are right hands, are you not? When you give something to someone, how do you give it? You give it with your hands, do you not? So you are Bapdada's hands, are you not? You are his hands. So Bapdada is asking his right hands, what percentage of souls have you benefited? What percentage have you benefited? Tell Baba. Calculate this. You Pandavs are clever at calculating, are you not? This is why Bapdada says, now intensify the efforts of yourselves and the efforts for the different methods of doing service. In terms of one's own stage, also especially check four things. This is called making intense effort. Firstly, Check whether you have the feeling of being an instrument. Is there any royal form of the consciousness of I? Is there any consciousness of mine? For ordinary people, I and mine are ordinary, they are gross. However, in Brahmin life, mine and I are subtle and royal. Do you know what the language of that is? This happens all the time. This continues all the time. This will happen. We are moving along. We are seeing... So one is to be an instrument, nimit. You are an instrument in every way, whether in service, in your stage, in your relationships and connections. Let your face and activity be that of an instrument. The second speciality of that would be the feeling of being an instrument and humble, niman, an instrument and having humility. To be an instrument and carry out the renewal, niman, with humility. So you heard three things: instrument, humility, renewal, and the fourth aspect is to be beyond sound, nirvana. Reach the land beyond sound whenever you want. Become stable in the stage beyond sound, because only when you yourself are in the stage beyond sound will you enable other souls to reach the land beyond sound. Now everyone wants liberation. They are crying out, liberate us, liberate us. So to have a good percentage of these four things in your practical life means to be an intense effort maker. Then Bapdada will say, wah, wah, children, wah. You too would say, wah, baba, wah, wah, drama, wah. Wah, effort, wah. However, do you know what you say? Do you? Sometimes you say wah, and sometimes you say why. Instead of why, it becomes high, distress. So let it not be why, but wah. What do you like, wah or why? What do you like? The response came, wah. Do you never say why? Does it come by mistake? Do you double foreigners say why? Do you say this? Do you say why? Do you sometimes say it? Those who never say why, raise your hands. There are very few of you. Of the residents of Barrett, those of you who say why, what, instead of wah, wah, raise your hands. Do you say why or what? Who has given you permission? Your sanskars? Your old sanskars have given you permission to say why. And the father says, say wah, wah, do not say why. So now, what will you do in the new year? Will you say wah, wah? Or should Baba give you permission to say why, sometimes why? Why is not good. When you have a problem with gas, vai, a gas problem in Hindi, your stomach is upset, is it not? So why is like a gas problem. Do not do this. Wah, wah seems so good. All of you also say wah, wah, wah. Acha, those who are listening and seeing from far away in Barrett and abroad, Baba is also asking you children, do you say wah, wah, or why, why? Today it is the day of farewell. Today is the day of farewell, the last day of the year. So all of you have the thought that you will no longer say why. You will not even think about it. Not a question mark, not an exclamation mark, just a full stop. When you write a question mark, it is so crooked, whereas to write a full stop is so easy. Simply merge the father, the point, in your eyes. Just as the pupils with which you see are in your eyes, in the same way, constantly merge the father, the point, in your eyes. Do you know how to merge him? Or does he not fit? Does he go up or down? So what will you do? What will you bid farewell to? To why? Let there never be the sign of even an exclamation mark. How is this possible? Does this also happen? It should not happen. So why does it happen? Let there be no question mark or even exclamation mark. Just the father and I. Many children say, this happens all the time, does it not? They tell Babdada very entertaining things in their heart-to-heart conversations. They can't tell Baba everything personally, face-to-face, so they tell everything in their heart-to-heart conversations. Okay, whatever happens is fine, chanta high, going along. But you don't have to walk. Chalna is to walk. You have to fly. So why do you look at the things that just move along? Fly and make others fly. Good wishes and pure feelings are so powerful, but there should be no why in between. Let there be nothing except good wishes and pure feelings. These are so powerful that you can transform someone who has impure feelings with your own pure feelings. Okay, if you are unable to transform them, then the second option is, if your good wishes and pure feelings are imperishable, not those for just some time, but imperishable, then you cannot be influenced by their impure feelings. When you begin to ask, why is this happening? How long will this continue? How will this continue? Your power of good wishes then reduces. Otherwise, the thoughts of your good wishes and pure feelings have a lot of power. Look, all of you came to Babdada. Remember your first day. What did Babdada do? Whether it was impure ones, sinful ones, ordinary ones, or those with different attitudes and different feelings who came, what did Babdada do? He had good wishes for you, did he not? You are mine. You are Master Almighty Authorities. You are seated on the heart throne. He had these good wishes and pure feelings for you, did he not? It was with these that you came to belong to the Father. Did the Father ever say, why have you sinners come? He constantly had good wishes. You are my children. You are Master Almighty Authorities. When the Father had good wishes and pure feelings for you, what did your heart say? My Baba. Then what did the Father say? My children. If you continue to have good wishes and pure feelings in the same way, what will you be able to see? My sweet brother of the previous cycle, my long-lost and now-found sister, transformation will take place. So this year, demonstrate this by doing something. Don't just raise your hands. It is very easy to raise your hands. Raise the hands of your minds. Why? Is there a lot of work still to be done? When Bap Dada looks around and sees the souls of the world, he feels a lot of mercy. Now even the elements of nature are weary. Nature itself is now weary, so what can she do? She is causing souls distress. Seeing the children, the Father feels mercy. Do all of you not feel mercy? You hear the news and you become quiet. That is all. So many souls have gone. Those souls have been deprived of Baba's message. At least now become bestowers, become merciful. It will happen. You will have mercy only when your attitude of unlimited disinterest emerges in yourself right from the start of this year. An attitude of unlimited disinterest. The awareness of the body or body consciousness is also a lack of the awareness of unlimited disinterest. Little things, trivial, limited things make your stage fluctuate. What is the reason for that? The attitude of unlimited disinterest is lacking. There is attachment. There isn't disinterest, but there is attachment. When you have complete unlimited disinterest, when there is disinterest even in your attitude, unlimited disinterest in your vision, in your relationships and connections and in service, only then will the gates to the land of liberation open. The souls who leave now will take rebirth and again experience sorrow. However, you are the ones who are the instruments to open the gate to the land of liberation, are you not? You are companions of Father Brahma, are you not? So your attitude of unlimited disinterest is the key to open the gates. The key has not yet been used. The key has not even been made yet. Even Father Brahma is still waiting. The advance party is also waiting. The elements of nature are also waiting. They are very weary. Even Maya is counting her days. Now speak, O Master Almighty Authorities. Tell me what you are going to do. This year, you will bring about some newness, will you not? You call it the new year, and so you will do something new, will you not? So now make ready the key for having an attitude of unlimited disinterest and for going to the land of liberation. All of you are also going to go to the land of liberation first, are you not? You promised Father Brahma that you will go back with him, that you will come down with him, that you will rule the kingdom with him and perform devotion with him. So now make preparations. Will you do it this year, or do you want another year? Those who think that they will repeatedly have attention, please raise your hands. Will you do it? Then the advance party will give you many congratulations. They too are tired. Acha, what are the teachers saying? What are those in the front row saying? First of all, you Shaktis and Pandavs in the front row, who will do this? Raise your hands. Not halfway. If you raise your hands halfway, it will be said that you will only do it by half. Raise your hands high. Acha. Congratulations, congratulations. Baba is asking you double foreigners to raise your hands. Double foreigners, look at one another and see who hasn't raised his or her hand. Acha. Those in the Sindhi group are also raising their hands. It is a wonder. Will you also do this? Will the Sindhi group do this? Then double congratulations. Very good. Whilst giving company to one another, whilst signalling with good wishes and with joined hands, you have to do it. Acha. Then someone in the gathering shouted, everyone sit down, it is nothing new. Now become a point in a second, and remember the Father, the point, and whatever situations there are, put a full stop to them. Can you do that? In a second, I am Baba's, and Baba is mine. Acha. To all you children everywhere, who are the masters of the new age, to all of the children everywhere who celebrate the new year with zeal and enthusiasm, who constantly fly and make others fly, to such children who are in the flying stage, to the victorious jewels who will become the beads of the rosary of victory by making intense effort. Bapdada's tray full of congratulations, filled with blessings for the new year and the new age. Multi-million-fold congratulations, congratulations. You may applaud with one hand. That is, wave your hand. Acha. Blessing. May you make your stage constant and stable by practicing concentration and stability, and thereby become an embodiment of total success. When you have concentration, you will automatically have a constant and stable stage. With concentration, all wasteful thoughts, words and actions finish, and everything is filled with power. Concentration means to remain stable in one elevated thought, in which the expansion of the whole tree is merged. Increase your concentration, and all types of upheaval will finish. All of your thoughts, words, and actions will easily be successful. For this, be one who stays in solitude. Slogan. Once you have made a mistake, repeatedly to think about it means to continue to put a stain on top of a stain. Therefore, put a full stop to the past. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. just as the soul and body are combined at the present time. In the same way, let yourself and the Father remain combined. Simply remember, my Baba. Constantly wear your tilak of companionship on your forehead. You can never forget your suhag, husband, your companion. To always keep your companion with you. If you stay with him, you will go back with him. You have to stay with him and go back with him. He is with you at every second and in every thought. Om Shanti.